Heavenly Father, we want to give you glory for this morning, and I thank you, God, for all our listeners there waiting for this program. Lord, I pray that, Father, you this word to transform and change our lives in the name of Jesus. That, Father, in the name of Jesus, all those who hear your word this morning, they will move from this level to a higher level, from this glory to a higher glory. That, Lord, you visit them and you will do something in their life. Anything they need to remove from their life, Lord, for their movement, for a new glory, thank you, Father, for them doing so this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the name of Jesus be glorified. And Lord, take control of my mouth as I speak to your people this morning. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for this morning and to thank God for you waiting there for this program, Church on Air. I want to bless the Lord for his mighty power and for all that he's doing through this program unto our life. I thank you for all your correspondence. Thank you for all those who phone us. Thank God for all those who invited us to their churches. And thank God for all those encouraging us. I really appreciate all of you. The Lord bless you and bless you and bless you. Be good in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, we are going to continue on the power of divine change, which we started last week. And by the grace of God, I know that change is coming your way. So, you know, there's a change coming to your marital life, a change coming to your business, a change coming to your education, a change coming to, you know, your spiritual life. You know, you are having a new change, you know, a positive change, a glorious change as you listen to this word and then you apply them in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So it shall be in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there are some people in the Bible that experienced divine change. Let me start from there this morning. There are some people in the Bible that they experienced divine change. You know, one of them was Joseph. Can we look at Genesis chapter 39 and verse number 5? Genesis 39 verse 5.
And it came to pass from the time that he has made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field.
Can you see Joseph coming into the house of Potiphar? And, you know, the coming of Joseph, you know, changed everything in Potiphar's house. Hallelujah. Now, can you start to see, you know, that, you know, this Joseph, you know, we discovered that he was a slave boy promoted to a general overseer. Can you imagine that? A slave boy, you know, to receive, you know, divine change, you know, a change from, you know, an ordinary to super ordinary, a change from, you know, a commoner to an excellent person. So, Bible says, when Joseph got to the house of Potiphar, you know, he was made a general overseer of the house. Hallelujah. You know, I see this change coming to you today. Today, you might be low. Today, you know, people are looking down on you. But tomorrow, you know, the whole thing will change. All those who are looking down on you, they start to look up unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. When Joseph got to the house of Potiphar, they looked down on him. But in a process of time, they are looking up unto him, and God made him a general overseer. Even when Joseph too will enter, you know, Pharaoh's government, you know, in the book of Genesis 41, in verse number 40, Genesis 41, verse 40.
Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
Now, in verse 41.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt.
You know, this was a prisoner. He became a ruler. Can you see divine change there? It was a great change. How can a prisoner, somebody in prison, just because he used his gift, and the gift of the Bible says, open rooms for him. Hallelujah. Now, can you see, you know, Joseph in the palace of Pharaoh, Bible says he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, and therefore he was lifted. Can you also use your gift? Can you use your talent? Can you do something in the house of God? You know, can you engage in spiritual assignment? You know, can you start to use the endowment that is in you? Bible says Joseph used his own and he was promoted. He was lifted. Bible says, thou shalt be over my house and According to my word, you will rule over my people. Can you see? So Joseph came to limelight, you know, in Pharaoh's time, in Pharaoh's government. I see God helping you this morning. Probably this morning too, you know, you are so low, no job. You know, you have finished from university. Your life is just nothing to rattle me about. You are wandering here and there. It's like when the wilderness of life. It's like you don't even know what to do again. You have tried many things. It couldn't work. You have used everything. It has not worked. But this time around, God is visiting you. This time around, God is promoting you. This time around, God is elevating you. This time around, God is giving you a new advancement in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a new level for you. The same God that helped Joseph is still God up to now. He will see you through and he is going to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only Joseph that have a change, even we are told that Mordecai is a servant of God who walk in righteousness, who walk in holiness, who stood for God, you know, also receive, you know, as a change. Can we see the book of Esther? Esther chapter number 6, let's read verse 11. Esther chapter 6, verse 11. Yes.
Then took Haman the apparel and the horse and arrayed Mordecai and brought him on horseback through the street of the city and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor."
Wow. Hallelujah. God honored Mordecai. You know, why was Mordecai honored? Because, you know, he was so loyal. You know, there are some people plan against the government of the day. Do you know that Mordecai was the one that leaked the secret? And so, a time of honor came. A time of goodness came. You know, probably you have done something in the past that you are not rewarded. You know, the time has come now that God is visiting you and you will be rewarded. Every good thing you have done, like Mordecai. Mordecai did good thing, and for many years they did not remember him. But one day, you know, the book of remembrance was opened. I see God also this morning opening your book of remembrance, you know, helping you in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now happened? We're told that, you know, Mordecai was honored. Oh my God. Can you imagine? Don't forget that, you know, Mordecai was a fugitive in Babylon. Can you see now? But that day was the day of his honor. The day of your honor has come. The day that God will bring honor to you has come. And therefore, you know, enter into this honor in the name of Jesus Christ. But you know what now? You know the heart of Mordecai. You know his love for his people. You know his love for God. And you must have this too. When you have this honor for God, when you love God, you know, you see how Mordecai will not bow down to evil, will not bow down to Satan. If you also stand and you say, "I will not bow down," God also will lift you. He will promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. I saw somebody like Daniel also being lifted. You know, God changed his status. You know, in the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse number 48. Daniel, chapter 2, verse number 48.
Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon.
Why should the king promote Daniel? Just because he used his gift. He interpreted the dream just like Joseph. You know, one thing I want you to know this morning is that the moment you are using your gift for God, the moment you are serving God, then promotion is coming. The moment you use your gift for God, Joseph used his gift, you know, and then we can see also now Daniel used his gift. Can you see now? And they are lifted. And Bible said the gift of the man will make it room for him. You know, that is why you must be available for God. When God uses you, he will lift you. God will not use you and abandon you. Those who are serving God, they are wise people. Now, you too can join them. You know, so what happened now? Daniel, you know, was honored. Daniel became a great man. Wow. Don't forget that this Daniel was just a slave boy. You know, he rose up to become a great man in non-native land. You know, you will say, you know, I'm not making it because I'm not in my own place. I'm not making it because I'm not in my own town. You don't need to be in your state or your country before you make it. You know, the purpose is that when God is with you and you are serving the Lord will surely lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Bible says, you know, this Daniel, he became a great man and the king gave him many great gifts and make him to be ruler over the whole provinces of Babylon. He became a ruler. Oh my God. I see God elevating you. I see God helping you. I see God giving you a new position this morning. As you believe it and as you say amen, I see God advancing you to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. So Daniel, not only Daniel alone, you have a Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. You know, they were promoted in the province of Babylon. Why are they promoted? Because they stood for God. You know, because they refused to bow, you know, to the image of the king. You see, many people today, they are bowing. They want 419 way of making it. They are looking for a fast way. Excuse me, when you lift yourself, you know, without God, you will soon come down. Anyone that lifted up himself without God lifting him, that person is coming down. But you know what now? Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they refused to bow down to the image of King Nebuchadnezzar. But look at you. You are bowing down. You bow down because of employment. You want to get work? They say, come and collect your letter of employment in the hotel. Is the office now transferred to the hotel? Eh? You know, because you want a change. Look at what that you are doing. You are now robbing people. You know, you are doing all sorts of horrible things. Excuse me. You must stop it. You know, because it is not the way of God. It is not the will of God. You don't have to cheat for you to be lifted. You don't have to kill people for you to be lifted. No, you don't have to change figure for you to be lifted. Excuse me, God wants to lift you. But you know, the problem has been your behavior, your attitude. Because one man of God says, your attitude goes with your attitude. When your attitude is bad, you will be lifted higher in life. This is what the word of God this morning. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus. This morning we are talking on power of change, and I'm happy because you are following us. You know, anything you need to jot down, I want you to jot it down right now, and I know that I shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me share this one. Change is a ladder that leads to greatness. Change is a ladder. So if you want greatness, like we saw in the life, you know, of Daniel, then you need to engage change. Because every advancement or progress begins with a change. Now, if you know that you want advancement, you want God to lift you, then you have to change. There are things in your life you need to change. There is a lifestyle you need to change. There is an habit that must go. Are you hearing me now? You know, you must come out of your convenient zone. You know, there is something that has to change if you want a progress. Why? Because a process that takes you from where you are to a place you desire is called change. So, it's a process. You know, change might not be spontaneous. It can be a gradual process. Can you see that? So, you know, the process of change alters your pattern of engagement. What am I saying? Is that when God desires to promote a person, he will introduce changes as necessary process to equip that person. So when God wants to give you a promotion, you know, there will be something will start to happen. Something will start to happen. And when those things are happening, excuse me, change is coming. Change is on the way. You know the process of this crude oil. Nigeria has crude oil. So crude oil now, when it is processed, it goes through changes. It can give, you know, aviation fuel, the one they call Jet A1. Also, when it is processed, crude oil is processed, it can give fuel, you know, the one they call PMS for our cars, or it can give diesel, the one they call AGO, or it can give petrol, the petrol gas, gas we use to house, or it can give kerosene, the one you call DPK, you know. So without change, you know, of crude oil, you know, nothing can be achieved. Can you see that? Crude oil starts to change. So what am I saying this morning is that, you know, there are some things inside of you, undiscovered potential, you know, in you that has to change for you to be elevated. Commissioner, there are things in you. Now, what's the meaning of that? You need to explore your life. Explore your life. There are greatness in you. There are things in you that can take you out. Start to think about it. Start to pray about it. You will see it will start, you know, to comfort. And I pray for you this morning that this change will surely comfort in you in the name of Jesus Christ. So, when God takes you out of the comfort zone to an arena of utter discomfort, you know what he's doing? He's cracking and molding you in a process of change ahead of the next level. Can you see that? So, God can take you out of your comfort zone. You know, if you want to move ahead in life, you want a change, then you might need to leave your comfort zone. Things you have been enjoying before, you have to deny them. You know, the sleep you have been sleeping before, you might have to deny them. You know, the leisure, all the things you are eating, all those lifestyle, you might have to deny them so that you can be able to experience what you need to. Because like Moses, you know, Moses, he was in the wilderness. He left, you know, the palace of Pharaoh for what? For the wilderness. He followed his people to the wilderness. And through that, God used him mightily. Now, Moses left the comfort zone of where? Of the king's palace. You know, when he was in Egypt, he was enjoying himself. When he was in Egypt, you know, they take water to the bathroom for him. You know, when he was in Egypt, he was honored because he was, you know, a son of the Pharaoh. But you know what now? He identified himself with what? With the children of Israel. You know, he preferred to suffer for them for his sin. Like what Hebrews 11 said from verse 25. You know, he preferred to suffer affliction with them. And you know what now? At the end of the day, you know, the life of Moses was a glorified life. So, you know, I want to tell you this morning that, you know, many a times you need to leave your comfort zone and things will be better for you. You need to labor the more. You need to perspire the more for a change that you are expecting to come. Also, you know, at the inception, change appears difficult and hard. When you are in the presence of change, things will look difficult. It will look hard. You'll be saying, what type of life is this? You know, things will be so hard, so difficult, there may be no water to drink, there may be no food to eat, there may be no cloth to wear. This will be difficult. You know what now? If you can endure, at the end of the process, it will bring you a rewarding experience. It will bring you a rewarding experience. So don't be moved by what is happening now. You need to endure it. Last week I gave you Hebrews to read. Let's read again. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read verses 2 and 3. Let's see how Jesus Christ also has to endure. He endured, yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
So there was a joy before Jesus. So he had to endure. Hear me very well. There is something coming your way very, very soon. So what you are experiencing right now is just for a moment. You know, it will break you forth, you know, into a new level of breakthrough. So don't be discouraged. Don't be moved. You know, don't throw in the towel at all. Why? Because a change is on the way for you. A change is on the way for you. You know, don't change your language. Don't talk negative. Why? A change is on the way for you. Do you know that to experience God's intervention, you need a desperate cry to heaven for a change? You need to cry. So, not that when you are in this situation, you just remain like that. No, you speak out. You pray. That was what happened to Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. Bible says he cried out. He said, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." Why? Because he needed a change. He was a blind man. He was a blind man. And he wanted a change. And he knew, and he has looked for it everywhere. He couldn't walk. He has gone everywhere. He couldn't walk. But one day he was told that Jesus was passing. Passing? That Jesus? He knew that I must take this opportunity. Many a times, opportunity will come your way, but you lose it. You know, that sinners will not. He wanted to convert that opportunity into reality. And he was crying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." He cried for a change. Even the people rebuked him. They said, "Come on, shut up. Hey, you this blind, naughty, stinking beggar." He said, "Am I calling on you? Am I not calling upon Jesus?" He cried them all. "Excuse me, if you want a change, don't just pray once. Continue to pray. Have vigil. Pray very well. The change will come." So we are told that, Bartimaeus cried desperately to heaven and to Jesus, and a change came. As you are going to start to pray and not to complain, your change will surely come. As you start to look unto God and not on man, your change will surely come. Do you now know that the Bible says, when you resist change, you are working against your destiny fulfillment? So don't resist change. So many a times, when a change is coming, you might want to be going against it. No, don't resist, because you find, how will I do this one? How can this one happen? How can that one happen? How can I achieve it? No, I don't have enough money. No, I don't have the name. No, I can't do this. Excuse me, you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens you. So when you resist change, you are working against destiny in life. Look at Jabesh. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, he looked for a change and he got it. He didn't say, "That is how my family is. That is how we are born. That is our family problem." No. He came out. He prayed. And God gave him a change. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10. Yes.
"And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that he may not grieve me.' And God granted him that which he requested."
God will also grant you your prayer as you start to pray now in the name of Jesus. Enough of complaint. Look at Jabez. That was his family star. Everybody in his family, they are runts. They are people that are so low. But Jabesh one day, he looked at himself. He said, "I can do better. I can perform better." He discovered that the level that he was at that time was not the level that God wanted for him. And so he cried. And so God answered his prayer. And God blessed him. And he became a good man, a great man. I see that happen to me in the name of Jesus Christ. So, when change comes, progress comes. When change comes, progress comes. Why? Because change is a price for progress. Change is a price of progress. So I want you to know that there's a need for change in your life. There's a need to embrace change. And to get a better result, you need a good change. If you want a better result, you can't be doing something at the same time and receive different results. You have to do something in a different way to receive a new result. If you are doing something at the same way you are doing it, you'll be getting common results. But if you want to be an achiever, you must stand out. You must do something that is unique. And then you will see God at work in your life. Look at William's brother. People rebuked them when they were trying to develop aeroplane. They say, "It is never done. It can't be so." They were talking about the law of gravity. They rebuked them. They rebuked their heavenly. But you know what now? They continue. They say that no, we know that by there must be a change, and they were so tied to their work. And today, plane has come to stay. Can you see that? Why? Because some people believe in it, So to reject change makes you a candidate of stagnation and subsequent decay. May you not decay in Jesus' name. May you not be standing in the name of Jesus Christ. I will see you tomorrow by the grace of God in church, because God has enabled me to pray for people, and I can tell you that testimonies are abounding. Tomorrow, let me see you in church. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Faith Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to Minister Deliverance or Elaine. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.